This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. A science update on the coronavirus outbreak and another bombshell. You know how the media reports that, oh, there are 5 cases confirmed in the United States, or, I don't know, 80 cases confirmed, 80 dead confirmed in China, or 2,000 infections confirmed in China. You ever wonder, how are these confirmed? And what does this entail? In the United States, it entails sending samples to a CDC laboratory. Now, I own a laboratory. It's a multi-million dollar analytical mass spec laboratory for detection of organic molecules such as pesticides and inorganic elements such as lead and heavy metals and so on. We also run a microbiology lab as part of our manufacturing for healthrangerstore.com. So everything that we sell there is tested for microbiology. And in addition, I have quite a bit of knowledge about some gene sequencing technology and PCR technology as well. So what does this have to do with coronavirus? Well, the bombshell is that the CDC labs are backlogged. There is no field test kit for instant detection of coronavirus. Just in case you were wondering, like, are there magical kits? Is it like a birth control kit? Do you pee on a stick and it tells you if you've got coronavirus? Do you shine an instrument down their throat? No, there is no such kit. There's nothing in the field that can be done to test for coronavirus. If a person presents at a hospital or a clinic and they've got symptoms of coronavirus or something that's suspected, then the hospital has to take a swab or some kind of a sample, maybe a saliva sample, maybe a tissue sample, maybe a throat swab or what have you. And then they have to send this to a CDC approved laboratory. Now, I don't know how many there are in America, but I can guarantee you they are backlogged like crazy already, because they were backlogged for weeks during the SARS outbreak and, what was it, the H5N1 outbreaks and other outbreaks in the past. They're just backlogged for weeks. So what's crucial to realize here is that when the CDC says, yep, we've confirmed 5 cases, that could mean there are 500 cases unconfirmed that are in the queue at the lab. Now, even at the lab, this testing is a lot slower than you might think. And this is where my knowledge and experience as a lab owner really comes into play. In order to test these viruses, you have to prep the samples. And although I don't know which method they're using to test these for this particular coronavirus, if I were running their labs, I would probably choose genetic sequencing, because I think it's the fastest and the most accurate. And in genetic sequencing, you have to use PCR to replicate the genetic code for typically 24 to 30 hours before you can even run the sequencing, which might take 12 hours, you know, something like that. I mean, we're talking a day and a half to 2 days per sample in order to do this. Now, you can run multiple samples at once in certain PCR instruments and gene genetic analyzers, genetic sequencers. You can run multiple samples. So in some sequencers, you can run 96 sample well plates. And so you do all the sample prep and the pipetting, and you populate 96 well plates. And it's little tiny bits of liquid. And by the way, you have to do other processes to prep, you know, before you can turn it into the liquid to put it into the well plates. So for some of these, you can run 96 at once, but it's slower to run more samples because the gene sequencer has to, you know, typically go through that many samples. There's an overhead time per sample. So if you think the CDC is just receiving, let's say, 1,000 samples a day, which is a very real possibility at this point since everybody's freaked out about this, if you think the CDC labs are turning around 1,000 samples a day, forget it. Folks, that isn't happening. The CDC labs are backlogged. The CDC labs can't invent magic. They have to go through the steps of PCR replication and genetic sequencing. if that's the technique they're using. Now, if they're using some other technique, such as like an incubation and running it against a certain type of media that would, you know, change colors depending on the presence of a virus, or chemical analysis, which would be old school techniques, those take even longer. Sometimes you have to incubate those for 2 to 3 days. I don't think that's the way they're doing it. And then there's also the microscopy technique, but that's incredibly tedious. You know, how do you take a sample that has all kinds of stuff in it and then have someone like look through a microscope to try to find something that might look like a coronavirus? No, that doesn't even work. You don't even know the gene sequences. Even if you see something, you don't know what the sequence is just by looking at it through an electron microscope. So that's not going to work. It's probably gene sequencing technology. That's my guess. That's probably the way this is being done. And it is not an instant thing. In fact, it's not 100% accurate, because there's other stuff in the sample. So you take a sample from somebody, let's say saliva. You take a saliva sample from a coronavirus patient. Are you getting just coronavirus DNA in that sample? No, you're getting all kinds of other DNA in there. You're getting maybe 10,000 different types of DNA, frankly. All the different microbes, different viruses, different bacteria, and of course, hopefully human DNA as well, depending on whether they're human. And all this DNA is in there. The gene sequencer is going to find fragments of all these genetic sequences, and it's going to have to try to piece all this together and determine what is the proportion of which DNA sequence that's present in this. And coronavirus might be present, but it might not be the most prolific DNA in the sample. Might be far less than 1% of the total DNA. So then it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. How do you, you know, how are you sure that you're finding what you're finding? Or how can you even see it when there's all this other stuff in the way? What's the level of certainty? Now, granted, genetic sequencing technology is very advanced. If they have the right gene sequence library in the software that they're using for this, then they should be able to detect it even at very low concentrations. But there's a lot of incompetent people out there in government labs, let me tell you. I've encountered a few. I've encountered people with PhDs that don't know how to run the instruments that I'm running. And it's kind of mind-blowing. There's a lot of labor that's involved in sample prep and in running samples and in getting accurate results. There's nothing instant about this. The upshot is that the CDC is probably already 3 to 4 weeks behind. So the number of confirmed cases that they announce in, let's say, mid-February, that's the number that exists today. But by mid-February, let's say they're announcing at that time 25 cases in America, there might be 10 times that many. Might be, you know, 250. But the backlog at the lab is so great that CDC just hasn't gotten to it yet. That's the problem with, well, I should say that's the difficulty with this. It's not easy to know who's got which virus. It's not easy at all. And this instrumentation that's used in labs is not magic. This isn't Star Trek technology. And it's not perfect either. People can screw up all kinds of things in the sample prep, in the software, in the calibration of the instrument, and reading the results, getting the wrong genetic map in the library. So you have false positives, or you miss the real matches that should be matched. They're missed. There's all kinds of things that can go wrong. I mean, half the time in the lab, we are actually solving problems with instruments to get them back on track, because they're very delicate, very difficult. And again, the government's not known for having the best technicians in these areas. The best people are usually off working for pharma, frankly. And that's where they go, because that's where they have the highest paying jobs. The government labs are not the best labs. So if this pandemic does go big, there's going to be a long delay before the American people ever hear the truth about it, because the CDC won't announce the numbers until they can actually confirm each one, which is going to take a long time. And then the media won't report the numbers until the CDC confirms them. And then if there's some independent media organization like us that's saying, no, there's 10 times that many people, then of course we're going to be labeled fake news even though the CDC will confirm that 3 weeks later. You know what I mean? In fact, the news coming out today is news that I had reported last week. And all of a sudden it's confirmed. Oh my gosh, coronavirus can be contracted through your eyes. What do you know? It's confirmed. And it's spreading in America. Oh gosh, what do you know? It's in California now. Confirmed. Oh, and guess what? People don't have fever symptoms. I reported that before the Lancet article came out, that people can bypass the airport screening because they show no fever. Yeah, I know. I reported that ahead of the mainstream media. So again, anybody getting their news about this from the mainstream media is days behind to weeks behind the curve here. The best news, the most accurate and most timely news comes from independent media, especially those of us who have, you know, science backgrounds, laboratory experience. I was listening to an interview from Peak Prosperity. I forgot the guy's name, one of the co-founders of Peak Prosperity. He's got a PhD in, I think it was neuropathology of biotoxins. That's his specialty. So he knows the terminology and epidemiology and so on. He's a smart guy. He can talk about these things. He's way smarter than any moron on MSNBC. Those people are just the dumbest, you know, science idiots that you could ever imagine. They think carbon dioxide is a poison. I mean, that's how stupid they are. You think they're going to understand anything about science? No. The independent media has more scientists like myself and the guy at Peak Prosperity and other places. We do more science than anybody in the mainstream media. They don't know anything about science. They are science illiterate. But again, you already knew that. So just an interesting observation. You know, they probably don't even know what a virus is. They don't know the difference between a virus and a bacteria, let's say, a strain. You know, they don't know the difference between a virus and a bacterial strain, perhaps, you know. Or a parasite. They don't know. They probably think an amoeba is a virus. I mean, to them, it's all just germs. They have no clue what they are. Just germs. So they're not going to be able to interpret anything because they have no knowledge in this area. And besides, they're all puppets in the media anyway. They're just reading scripts and saying what they're told to say. So if it's not scripted to say anything, they're not going to say it. They can't ad lib. They can't say anything off script because they're actually empty vessels who have no knowledge in the realm of science. That's why they're all just climate change lunatics. It doesn't matter that the facts don't support what they're saying about climate. It doesn't matter. They don't even recognize what facts are. They're so far beyond that, it's just pure propaganda. So bottom line, right now, things are looking really bad for the early wave, the spread of this coronavirus. If things continue on this path, this timeline here, it's going to be bad for humanity. Let's hope that we get this under control. Otherwise, you know, Kobe Bryant isn't going to be the only person that winds up dead. I'm sorry that he crashed his helicopter. But we're talking, there's 7 billion plus other humans on this planet. And there's hundreds of millions who could be at risk of being killed by this if we don't get this under control. And the CDC is weeks behind schedule, which means the U.S. government is going to be weeks behind schedule in reacting to the CDC's official pronouncements. So for the record, I have said already Trump should ban incoming flights from several Chinese cities, but that's not happening. So Chinese who are clearly infected from the mainland of China near the Wuhan province, they're flying into Los Angeles, and they're flying into Seattle, and they're flying into Portland. And they're just walking right into America to infect Los Angeles. And if you do the math, if you take the fatality rate of 15% that's published in the Lancet study, you know, the Lancet Science Journal published a study funded by the Chinese government, 15% fatality rate, multiply that by the 83% infection rate among those who are exposed, that's 12 people die out of every 100 who are exposed. And you take that times the population of the greater metropolitan area of Los Angeles, which is about 12 million people. So 12 people out of 100 die, and you've got 12 million people. You're talking about 1.4 million deaths in Los Angeles if these numbers hold true and if everyone is exposed. 1.4 million deaths. 1.4. Now, that would be the absolute theoretical worst case. It probably would never approach that. But if even 100,000 people died in LA, can you imagine the economic impact and the psychological impact? If even 10,000 people died, if 1,000 people died, they'd probably put the whole city under some kind of quarantine, and then who knows what would happen. But the numbers projected say that over 1 million people could die. And yet the flights are being allowed to come right into Los Angeles. Amazing. Why? Again, because the CDC is weeks behind schedule. And those of us who have the real knowledge of this, we've all been censored. That's how big tech, by the way, is going to get people killed. Google censors the people who are most informed. And as a result, humanity suffers and people die. So that's Google's little contribution to the Holocaust, you know, to doomsday, is just making sure no one is informed on what's actually happening so that people are taken by surprise and more people die. I wonder if Sundar Pichai is going to apologize to humanity for what he has done. I doubt it. I doubt it. But in any case, if you want to stay informed, of course, read my website, naturalnews.com, and check my podcast at Brighteon.com. My channel there is HR Report. That's Brighteon.com. Stay informed, and you might just stay alive. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at HealthRangerStore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.